It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
And now on Breakfast with Vossi and Brandy, the back page with David Riccio.
All right, Mr. Riccio, we're just getting a little bit of, blowing a bit of smoke there. But we're good. By the way, just before you start, yeah. David, Roosterman says, Tom Petrovsky for Prime Minister. I reckon taking Dr. Lowe out to Rooty Hill RSL and put it out in the loudspeaker that the Reserve Bank Governor is in the house to have dinner with the people. I'll provide the Kevlar vests. Thank you for that. So that was an idea of Tom, that he actually could go to league matches and sit in a fold-out chair and field questions from people. That we need to eat less.
How they
and
should
work
spend
more.
Their money.
Yeah, eat less, work more. Anyway, David, again, we blow a little bit more
steam. Good morning,
steam.
Boys. Good morning.
The Appy. What's your view on the Appy one? The Appy Coruscant broken jaw, the incident itself, first of all?
I think it's going to be difficult for the NRL Match Review Committee to charge Tino Fasua Malaawi. I know, look, I'm torn. I'm really torn, honestly. Because I say it, because he got fined last week for his hit on Reid Marnie, which was very similar. So there's clearly an indication or a foresight by the NRL Match Review Committee to want this out of the game. Now, if they continue to just meter out fines, it's probably not stiff enough to get it out of the game. So do they come down harder today? It's a difficult one.
Do they come down harder?
Mm. Yeah, no. I don't think they will.
Mm.
I just don't think it was... Like, the arms were up, yes, but that's...
Yeah.
You know, how many players run with arms up, like, all the time?
Yep.
Or
yep.
is it a case of, if you run with arms up, you take the risk of making contact with the head, and not only have you made contact with the head, you've broken his jaw.
Yeah,
you know that's another way to look at it.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway,
well, from a Tigers point of view, guys, and I know we're focused on the New South Wales Blues, but the minimum of 6 weeks now for Coruscant, huge blow for the West Tigers. They were just starting to find a little bit of mojo about their footy, and granted, they got beat last night, but Coruscant's out now is huge. Minimum 6 weeks, surgery today. There's two breaks in that jaw. Now, clearly, all the discussion moves to the Blues. And today, guys, South Sydney hold the keys largely to the Blues. So today's the final captain's run of South Sydney's preparation ahead of tomorrow's game. Now, we know that Damien Cook, we don't even need Brandy to say it. Damien Cook is now in the box seat to pull on the Blues number 9 jersey and really needs to only get through fit against St. George Illawarra tomorrow to take over that role. Cook's an 80-minute player, guys, and it just solves so many problems for the Blues as far as replacing Coruscant is concerned. The key point to South Sydney is Latrell Mitchell, calf injury, Cameron Murray groin, and Cody Walker quad. I don't think they'll train today, guys. I don't think they'll train. And Cody Walker certainly will have some type of fitness test in an attempt to play tomorrow against Saints. But all my understanding is Latrell won't run until Monday, and that'll be a crack at running, have a test, have a go at trying to get up and going on this calf on Monday. So that's concerning too for clearly South Sydney, but obviously the Blues. So the next 48 hours. South Sydney really hold all the keys, and if I was to measure who's slightly in front on it as far as fitness levels are concerned, I'd put Cameron Murray just ahead. But today, again, I understand he'll attempt to have a gallop as well to see how he goes. So
wow, that's big a
day
quick recovery.
South, big day for the Blues.
For Cameron, if Cameron's running today, that's a very quick recovery because that did look like a pretty serious groin injury. And the fact that Cameron Murray had to leave the field. Normally, sometimes if you get just a bit of a twinge, you can stay out there, especially with groins. It's not a hamstring. You can't. Yep. Groins you can. But for Cameron to wince in pain as he did when he overstretched in that tackle and then to go off the field, that's a quick turnaround if he's at that stage already and running. That's better than I would have thought when I saw him hobble off the field last weekend.
We'll know today.
On the text, David, reaction to your opinion on the Tino. Watch out, Billy Slater. You better get Corey Horsburgh warmed up. New South Wales media really trying hard to get Tino 2 weeks. You know, everyone's giving an opinion. Well, I'm part of what would be perceived as New South Wales media. I'm saying no charge. I'm saying no charge at all.
Yeah.
I'm saying if there's no injury. So there we go.
Yeah. I'm torn on it.
Can anyone remember this? This is from Nick. He said, from memory, Sam Burgess missed a few weeks for doing something similar to Josh Morris. Anyone recall Sam Burgess, an elbow, forearm to Josh Morris?
No. Plenty of players have been charged in this instance when there's genuine force and unnecessary contact to a defender's head. Mm. But on this occasion, Tino didn't make that motion, that second effort to really jam his elbow or forearm into Coruscant's face.
But
what I'm saying is the NRL clearly have some type of issue having already fined him for a similar incident. They have an issue with it. They're fining him for it.
Yeah, but I think it's not even as bad as... And I thought there was this, last week or 2 weeks ago against Reid Marnie, it was a distinctive move of the forearm as he went into the tackle. He raised the forearm into the head of Reid Marnie, whereas that didn't happen last night.
No.
Now, what about the Queenslanders? Jai Arrow won't be there. Tom Gilbert won't be there.
No, they won't. They're two outs for the Queenslanders, and they were both strong in game one, those two forwards for the Maroons. And, Vossi, you just touched on it. All eyes should be at 6 o'clock. It is 6 o'clock, that Raiders-Warriors game tonight.
Correct.
All eyes should be on Big Red, Corey Horsburgh. All my mail suggests, if Corey plays well and has a strong 80 minutes, he is a short price favourite to come into this Queensland Maroon side.
Wow.
What a story. What a cult figure he has developed to be. And reward for, really, this was a... He did show promise early in his career, but he's fully sorted to stagnate only about two seasons ago, but has really come up again as far as levels are concerned this year for the Raiders. The Maroons like his versatility, guys. Something that we didn't really expect. We just thought he was an old brawler, just straight through the middle, up the guts, plays tough and hard, but he has shown a little bit of versatility of late playing on the edge. And that has certainly caught the appeal of Billy Slater. So, guys, keep an eye on it. Corey Horsburgh, right in the frame for Queensland Origin selection. And then the other one's Jeremiah Nanai. Came back so strong last week for the Cowboys from injury. Suspension. So he's right in the frame as well. I expect Horsburgh and Nanai. Should anything else happen as far as Queensland candidates are concerned, as far as injury and suspension is concerned, those two boys are the front runners to fill the void of Arrow and Gilbert.
Excellent. Nanai was very good last week, I thought, against the Melbourne Storm. Now, another test for the NRL today, Reid Marnie and his concussion.
Yeah. Sort of got under the radar, hasn't it, guys? This due to the fact that we've been focused on Tom Trbojevic being cleared after originally being stood down for 11 days. He can play tonight against the Dolphins, that Tom Turbo. Reid Marnie for the Bulldogs, he's attempting to seek an independent specialist, meet with an independent specialist, a neurologist, today to determine that he can play on Monday against Parramatta, against his former club. And so it's another test, I would suggest, for the NRL's concussion protocols. These protocols are in place. Every player, every club have had this opportunity ever since the rules have been in place to seek independent advice or an alternate neurologist. When a player shows no real symptoms no concussion signs, and that is what the Bulldogs are saying as far as Reid Marnie is concerned, that he doesn't need to stand down for 11 days and in fact, should be allowed to play on Monday.
All right, Monday. Remember, King's birthday holiday, King Gutho to score the first try. Max King, anytime try scorer, get on. And, of course, gamble responsibly. David, looking forward to your pieces in the Sunday Telegraph Sunday, and thank you for your contribution in a very busy week.
Thank you, boys. Go well.